He nodded. Didn't have any luck with Morelli?
None at all.
I know this sounds weird, but I could have sworn I saw his car in your parking lot.
I stole it. I thought maybe I could flush him out by making him come after his car.
You stole it? No shit. Jesus, that's great.
He was leaning against the wall with his hand pressed to his groin.
You want to sit down for a minute? You want some water?
Nah, I'm fine. I gotta get to work. I just wanted the pictures and stuff.
I ran to the kitchen, gathered up the files, and rushed back to the door.
This is it. Great.
He tucked the folders under an arm.
So were you gonna keep the car a while?
I'm not sure.
If you spotted Morelli walking down the street, would you bring him in?
Yeah, he smiled.
If I was you, I'd do the same thing. I wouldn't pack it in just because my week was up.
Just between you and me, Vinny would pay out to anyone brought Morelli back.
Well, I'll be on my way. Thanks.
Take care of yourself.
Yeah, I'm going to use the elevator.
I closed the door, slid the bolt home, and latched the security chain. When I turned around, Morelli was standing in the bedroom doorway.
Do you think he knew you were here? I asked.
If he knew I was here, he'd have his gun aimed at my forehead by now. Don't underestimate Byers. He's not as stupid as he looks. And he's not nearly as nice as he'd like you to believe. He was a cop. Got kicked off the force for demanding favors from prostitutes of both genders. We used to call him Morty the Mole because he'd bury his doodah on whatever hole was available.
I bet he and Vinny get along just great.
I went to the window and stared down at the parking lot. Byers was examining Morelli's car, peering into the windows. He tried the door handle and the trunk latch. He wrote something on the outside of a folder. He straightened slightly and looked around the lot. His attention caught on the van. He slowly walked over and pressed his nose against the windows in an attempt to see the interior. Then he laboriously climbed on the front bumper and tried to see through the windshield. He stepped back and stared at the antennae. He stood to the rear and copied the tag. He turned and looked up at my building, and I jumped back from the window.